When hour two of the show kicks off, you will hear my conversation with Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. Of course, K-State and KU tonight at 8 inside Allen Fieldhouse. You can hear pregame starting at 7 tonight on K-Man for the K-State Sports Network. We will start Manhattan High basketball on the air at around 5:45. Kick it over to online only as soon as 7 o'clock rolls around. Get this in before the end of the first hour here, and I've got to take off to get over to the MHS gym. The breaking news this afternoon out of college football is that Tracy Clays is fired as Minnesota's head coach. He was the guy who replaced Jerry Kill at Minnesota. Jerry Kill now here at K-State. Tracy Clays, K-State graduate, Clay Center native. So there are some connections here. Now, he was 9-4 at Minnesota. They won their bowl game against Washington State. There's a lot to like there about what he did actually on the field. But this, as many things do nowadays, comes to off-the-field issues. There were 10 Golden Gopher players suspended as being connected to a sexual assault case before their bowl game. So the team, the rest of the team, that is, decided to boycott the bowl game initially because they were upset and thought that their teammates didn't get basically due process with all of this. So Tracy Clays then fired off a tweet back on December 15th that said, "Have never been more proud of our kids. I respect their rights and support their effort to make a better world." And that's really where a lot of the controversy has started. That rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, that he was going out there and sticking up for the team when the players were involved in a sexual assault investigation. Now, somehow through all that and all the distraction and players being gone, they go out there and win the bowl game over Washington State. But now, apparently, after some time to think about it, even after seeing the bowl game win, Minnesota's decided to go a different direction. I'll admit, this surprised me. Looking back on it now, I'm sure Tracy Clays would do things differently with that tweet, but I was surprised that that was enough to get him fired here. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, because frankly, I'm not sure that I feel like I have a good enough grasp on this entire situation. I just haven't had a chance to look into it enough to really formulate a strong opinion on one side or the other here, but it surprised me on the surface.
Yeah, it did me too, because if you want to compare it to the situation with Art Briles and Baylor, there was so much noise around that program before Art Briles finally got the axe. And with Minnesota, yeah, there had been some pushback on that tweet, and it was a pretty tone-deaf tweet. I'm certainly not going to defend that, but there had been a story from before the bowl game about a petition getting started to have him removed as head coach. And when I opened up the petition, it had like 17 signatures on it or something like that. It wasn't blowing up the same way. And maybe that's because Minnesota is not Baylor in terms of the level that they're winning at. I mean, they're not winning Big Ten titles. They're an 8 or 9 win team and a nice team, but not a great team. But I was surprised by this news because I thought that with the way they finished their season, I thought that he would be able to overcome what was basically just a tone-deaf tweet.
There's probably a lot of reasons for why it didn't blow up quite as much. But again, this is where I hesitate to get too far down the line talking about it, because I have not read into what the actual case is that's going on here enough, and what these guys are accused of doing, how many of them are real heavily involved in this, how many of them are just more on the periphery. I'm going to have to go do that now. I mean, my interest has been piqued enough to go look at it, and maybe that's no poor way of saying it to me, but just because it was Minnesota, it's a Big Ten team. It's not like Baylor where it affects us and the Big 12 and K-State. There's so many other things going on. I just frankly had not paid too much attention to it. But Minnesota now, I think the popular opinion is they would make a strong run after Mr. Row the Boat, P.J. Fleck at Western Michigan. Which also, if you want to bring him back to K-State again, I mean, that is a guy that I think some people have had their sights set on. I think P.J. Fleck's star after another year or two, depending on what happens with Western Michigan, could get too bright and be going somewhere better. But a lot of people have pegged it for a K-State, Minnesota-esque type of job as his next step.
One opinion that I had seen from a Minnesota fan in the early going with the reaction to this news is that, well, if we get P.J. Fleck, then I'm fine with this. If we don't, then the AD should be fired. It's basically, you better have gotten rid of Tracy Clays to get P.J. Fleck, or else it was a waste of time.
Well, I mean, it'd be hard to argue, at least the way that it looks now, the information that we have right now, that they weren't, you know, at the worst, taking some kind of lateral step here.
Yeah.
With going Tracy Clays for P.J. Fleck. But I'm sure there's going to be a lot to be sorted out here. Was surprised to see that news, certainly. Coming up next, I've got to take off, but you will hear my conversation with the voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney. to help set up tonight's matchup in Allen Fieldhouse.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.